When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now... you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I love that the filter comes off when Mike Florio comes on. He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. You can find him on the artist formerly known as X at Pro Football Talk. He is Mike Florio. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us a little earlier. I know it's a big week for you. PFT Live is back, and you're going to be in Canton this week.
Yeah, head to Canton tomorrow, late afternoon. We will be there doing our show Wednesday and Thursday. Got meetings on Wednesday, Hall of Fame game Thursday, Night Lions, Chargers from Canton. So football is back. We're back, and it goes from like 0 to 100, doesn't it? Even though it never really gets to zero, it never really slows down. It goes from normal back to nutty like that.
Yeah, it's like we've been driving through a construction zone where they will ticket you if you go over 55 miles per hour, and now there is no speed limit. We're back up to 70, 80, depending on what state you're driving through. Mike, I'll start with this. Pads are on most places, if not all places, around the NFL. Today was the first day in pads for the Bears. And I find myself wondering, Mike, as we get deeper and deeper into training camp, I look around the league and I'm looking at different situations, and answer this question for me from your perspective. When I say Caleb Williams has the most pressure on him of any quarterback in the NFL outside of fill in the blank, who's in that spot, or is there anyone in that spot?
Oh, I think there are other quarterbacks in that spot. I think there's a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. Not that he's in any jeopardy of being released, but neither is Caleb Williams.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is under a lot of pressure. He's trying to rehab what have been a couple of nightmarish seasons in New York now that he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There are guys who are facing the pressure, and it's different types, it's different degrees, it's different levels of expectation. Now, for some of them, like a Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, it's not going to kick in until January rolls around, assuming both teams make the playoffs. But there are more than a few quarterbacks who are under pressure. J.J. McCarthy's under pressure, different kind, because he's completely unproven, but he's under pressure to prove himself in his first year as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, they handed him the keys after his predecessor was obviously awesome for Minnesota. So that does add its own type of pressure for sure. Mike, I want to kind of follow up on Caleb Williams, though. How much leash do you think he should get, considering that he just alone because of having a new head coach and subsequently a new offense?
Yeah, I think that he should have complete and total reign to take this season to show how he works with Ben Johnson, how Johnson works with him. It's a partnership. It's a combination. They succeed together or they fail together. And this is where it can be a little dicey, although I believe Ben Johnson is all in with Caleb Williams because Johnson could have gone anywhere he wanted to go. Usually when a new coach comes in, that coach wants his own quarterback, because usually for the coach who was just fired by the team that hires a new coach, the quarterback's part of the problem. And you rarely have a situation like Peyton Manning, Tony Dungy, Indianapolis 2002, where Jim Mora the elder gets fired. Dungy lands there after he got fired by the Buccaneers. And of course, Peyton Manning's my guy. Usually when the coach is fired, it's because the quarterback isn't what he needs to be. With Caleb Williams, it's just 1 year, and you could make the argument that between Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus last year, it's their fault, not Williams' fault. So I think he's got the same clean slate that he would have had and did have a year ago.
Looking around the league, Mike, we've been paying attention to all of these hold-ins, hold-outs, whatever you want to call them, with different guys wanting new contracts. Whether it's Dallas and Micah Parsons, whether it's Trey Hendrickson, who's still not aligned with the Cincinnati Bengals in any shape, form, or fashion. Have there been any developments since we talked to you last with anyone that gives you encouragement that any of these situations are closer to getting resolved?
Well, Terry McLaurin, the Washington receiver, showed up over the weekend. And once a player shows up, he gives up much of his leverage because, and this gets a little complicated under the collective bargaining agreement, but you have more leverage if you stay away than if you show up and leave. Because once you leave, after 5 days, they can put you on a reserve list that allows them to not pay you at all. And you can't play for anyone, for the team that holds your rights or any other team at all for the rest of the year. So once you're there, it's very difficult to leave. Now, that said, with some of the stuff that's going on with the Cowboys, some of the comments that have been made by Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, I can't help but wonder whether or not at some point the best move for Micah Parsons is to walk out. Because I don't think the Cowboys would hurt themselves by shutting down Micah Parsons for the year. And I think he only gets what he deserves from the Cowboys this year if he takes a stand. They'll otherwise lowball him and force him to choose between a less than contract or finish out his rookie deal at $24 million this year, which is far less than what he's worth. That's going to be the option, and then they'll kick it all to next year. I think if he doesn't force the issue, it's going to be something less than what he's worth or play it all out until next year and only make $24 million. And I know only $24 million, like, let's not cry tears for him. I get that in the abstract, but the market's at 41. He's at 24. Something's wrong with this picture.
Mike, I saw one of the headlines on Pro Football Talk, as a matter of fact, just happened to notice that Justin Fields did participate today for the Jets in 11 on 11 after he was carted off a few days ago. And as a Bears reporter, we were all at Hallis Hall, and for about 20 minutes, I think we were following that story more closely than we were what was going on with Caleb Williams, just because, you know, obviously we keep an eye on Justin Fields. So he's out there today. Does he have a chance in New York? Do you think that Justin Fields can finally show what a lot of people think he's capable of there, or no, because it's New York and it's the Jets and things always go bad for quarterbacks there?
Well, it's a new regime, and let's see if this new regime can actually go in and run the team the way it sees fit and not face interference from ownership. But it feels like this new regime is committed to maximizing Justin Fields' skill set. He's going to run a lot. They were in favor of keeping the tush push, the Jets were, because the thinking is they're going to use it. I mean, the best coaching is take the players you have and come up with an offense or defense that best suits what they do well. And Justin Fields is a guy who has proven he can be a very dangerous runner. So good news is that dislocated toe healed quickly. And I was thinking of this earlier today. Who should feel worse? The Giants for trading out of the spot that became Justin Fields when they could have had Micah Parsons instead, or the Bears for trading up into the spot where they took Justin Fields and left Micah Parsons on the board? Who should feel worse, the Bears or the Giants?
Well, we're never going to give the Bears the benefit of the doubt, so I am going to go the latter. Marshall, do you agree or no?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go that way, just because it becomes a status quo type situation, Mike. When you see what has happened year after year, you lose the benefit of a doubt. Now, that could change with this new Kevin Warren-led regime and the fact that they've now have a general manager and a head coach who seemed to be in lockstep, and the head coach was the hottest head coaching guy on the market available. So we'll see how it goes out, but I'm going to hold my breath.
The answer, I got the answer, guys. The answer is the Bears moving up to number two to draft Mitchell Trubisky. How about that?
That's a tough one.
It's a compromise.
That is tough to swallow. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Joined by Mike Florio, who's the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, and as I said, PFT Live is back today, so Mike and his gang getting back to work. Also, the Hall of Fame game is later on this week, Chargers and Lions, and the Lions did something very curious earlier this summer when they canceled their mandatory minicamp because they said the extra time allotted to them to get ready for this particular exhibition game was going to make it so that they didn't need the mandatory minicamp, even though they got a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator in place. Mike, will we see kind of whether or not that works or not in the coming weeks, or was that not even a big deal that they canceled the mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal because you do pick up an extra week of practice in training camp. You've got an extra preseason game, which is an opportunity to go through the motions of getting yourself ready for week one. And we won't know what the impact of the coaching changes are really until at the earliest, obviously, week one. But then the question becomes, week in and week out, what kind of adjustments are you making? I mean, this is like high-level film junkie stuff of, you know, are you staying stagnant? Are you scouting yourself? Are you scouting the other team? Are you coming up with good game plan-specific strategies for attacking the opposing defense or offense? And that's all to be determined. And, you know, the reality is they had a hell of a brain drain in Detroit this offseason, losing both coordinators and other assistant coaches. And did they hire the right people? And will the system work? And will it be a seamless transition for a team that still has very high expectations despite the turnover?
It sounds like Aiden Hutchinson is set for a comeback player of the year type deal, if not defensive player of the year, with the way they're talking about how he looks early on.
Hey, and if they are, you know what they need to do? They need to get out the checkbook because they've been paying their great young talent 3 years in. They've been kicking the can with Aiden Hutchinson, presumably because of this leg injury. If I'm Hutchinson, I want to have my financial security before I go put myself into another position where I could have another broken leg. Even if it has nothing to do with the first one, even if the leg is completely and totally healed, every time you go out on the field, you could have a serious injury. So every time I see someone from the Lions wax poetically about Aiden Hutchinson, I think he should be banging on someone's door saying, why don't you give me my contract then?
Mike, I'm just looking at some stuff from out of Los Angeles and Justin Herbert and specifically Jim Harbaugh. Boy, does he love Justin Herbert. I mean, it seems like it's a little bit, I don't know if I've ever heard a coach talk about his quarterback the way he talks about his quarterback, and talking about how he's one of the best to ever play the game, and that the only thing holding Herbert back is that everyone around him doesn't operate in the same stratosphere. What's going on? Is there something that, I mean, Justin Herbert's a great quarterback, but is Harbaugh just taking it a little bit too higher?
This is a lesson I learned several years ago from a quarterback's coach who became a head coach and who had dealt with a wide variety of quarterbacks in his time in the NFL. There are very few natural-born leaders at the quarterback position who walk through the door and you know the sheriff is in town. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, that kind of player. With a guy like Justin Herbert, who is kind of a quiet and shy personality, he's not going to be that John Wayne figure. So you need someone else to tell the rest of the team, this is your leader. He may not be grabbing you by the collar. He may not be in your face. This is the guy you need to emulate. This is the guy you need to follow. This is the guy you need to wish that you would be when you grow up. And you need, this is the guy. Let there be no doubt in this locker room, this is the guy. That's part of what it takes to prop up a quarterback, to get him to have the level of confidence where he can go out and do what he needs to do to be as good as he can be. But there's two ways to transform a quarterback into a leader. He does it naturally, or those around him put him up on a platform and allow him to kind of, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that's what Jim Harbaugh is trying to do. He's trying to will Justin Herbert to become the leader that he naturally isn't.
Sounds like a message is being delivered. Y'all need to catch up with just what Justin Herbert is doing. I'm completely for it because I have a lot of faith in Justin Herbert as well. Mike Florio joining us, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody in for Layla. Okay, Mike, I love having you on the program, not just because of all of the excellent information about the NFL specifically, but you're an attorney, so you know stuff. So when I say stuff like, the president, Donald Trump, is out here trying to get an executive order through that would cap NIL money. I'm curious as to your thoughts on that idea and whether or not you think that that would hold up in court and how it would affect the NFL and I guess sports in general, because college players a lot now are banking on this college money as opposed to having to rush off to the NFL.
The executive order has no practical impact whatsoever. It's meaningless. It's a political game. It's placating those who have the president's ear, who would like to rewind the clock to what it was before the court system finally, and it's not up to the court system to act in a vacuum. Somebody has to pursue the right litigation. It has to jump through certain hoops. But finally, we have seen case after case after case showing that the prior system was a walking, talking antitrust violation, that any effort for the schools to come together under the NCAA umbrella is independent businesses working in unison, and it's an antitrust violation. Hey, sorry, we can't pay you, NCAA rules, which was perfect cover to exploit the players. Well, now that it's spun in a different direction, it's horrible, it's a crisis, it's excessive litigation, yada, yada. So they're trying to get the other two branches of government to override the judicial branch. The executive branch has no power to do it. The legislative branch may or may not push the SCORE Act through, which would get to where they want to be. But I keep coming back to the most basic principle in all of this. Number one, in what industry do we cap anyone's earnings? Like, this is a capitalist country. The cap doesn't stand for cap it. It stands for capitalism. And on top of that, and this is what drives me crazy, and it's just a product of where we are, when it's time to go lobby Congress or lobby the president, the players at the college level have no representation. They have no group. They have no union. They have no body that is there trying to get the senators and the members of the House of Representatives to take care of them. And so I fear they're going to get screwed. I feel that all the progress that has been made is going to be undone by some bureaucrat or legislator in D.C. that is listening to the people from the colleges who would very much like to go back to the days when the players weren't making money, because that means more money was available for the colleges.
Making college sports great again. Real amateurs doing amateur things. That's what a lot of people want. Mike, we appreciate you.
Is there an executive order about cheating at golf? Has that been issued?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I'll keep you posted if
curious.
I hear something.
I'm just asking questions. I'm not stating opinions. I'm just asking questions.
Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, joining us each and every week here on Raheem and Harris. Mike, have a fun time in Canton. We look forward to hearing from you there.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, that was Mike Florio, always a delight and always educational, which is why I love having him on, Mark. And that's one thing we'll keep an eye on to see if that goes through an executive order. And then, of course, there will be lawyers. That's usually how what follows that particular.
Oh, yeah. They'll get in the weeds. But did Trump and Biden have another golf argument or something? Did I miss the cheating? Or is he just making an old reference?
There was an article that came out about golf and the current president.
I didn't know that. I missed that one. Yes. Okay. I thought we were going back to that hilarious.
People are
going to
spin it however they want to spin it, and that's fine. That's what we do around here. We spend.
You got to admit, though, that the one thing that was funny, and I understand that a lot of people think that a lot of things going on in this country right now are not funny, but that was funny when those two were going at two old white men going at it about their golf game. That was awesome.
And about
that
was great. And how about how young and in shape and how ready they were to do whatever it was, the challenge. Yeah.
They just became a couple of alphas right before us and forgot exactly who they were. It was great.
It's all right, guys. You can put them away. away. You can put them away now. You don't need to show us anymore. Yeah, we're going to come back and go back to baseball because the trade deadline is Thursday. And the question is this simple, because I was told before the All-Star break, hey, the number of sellers are going to go way up. You're going to see a lot more teams ready to sell. Where are these supposed sellers? And if things keep going the way they're going right now, if the couple of series between now and Thursday go a certain way, there may be a lot of teams scrapping for not very little. We'll talk about that when we come back with more Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be on the phones a ton. We'll try to be as creative as possible. I think there's some years that it's really obvious, you know, the handful of guys you're going to target, the sellers are obvious. I think this year it's going to be a year you kind of have to be a little bit more creative. There's not as many obvious sellers, and there's a bunch of teams that are sort of in the margin. So we have to challenge ourselves to think about things differently. But I like what we have on the field as well.
That is Jed Hoyer on Marquee talking about the upcoming trade deadline coming your way this Thursday. It's hard to believe that we're just a few days away from a lot of teams possibly turning things over around, whether you're a seller or a buyer. We're back on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in. Layla will be back on Wednesday. A reminder, we're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Mark, looking around, there's so much going on with baseball, but it's not just the trades that are picking up the headlines today. I know you saw something very interesting happening in the city of brotherly love that was almost becoming the city of brotherly shove or close to it. Is that am I overstating things?
I mean, probably, but it was getting to that direction. And yes, the story from Jeff Passan on ESPN.com. Sources, Philadelphia's Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred in meeting. Here's what Jeff wrote. Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Rob Manfred during a meeting between the Major League Baseball commissioner and the team last week, telling him to get the F out of the clubhouse, close quote, if Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of the salary cap, sources told ESPN Today. The confrontation came in a meeting, one of the 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve his relations with every team's players, that lasted more than an hour. While Manfred never explicitly said the words salary cap, sources said the discussion about the game's economics raised the ire of Harper, one of MLB's most influential players and a two-time National League MVP. Final graph here. Ahead of the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement between MLB and the MLB Players Association, December 1, 2026, multiple owners have stumped for a salary cap in MLB, the only major men's North American sport without one. The MLBPA vehemently opposes a cap, which it argues serves more as a tool to increase franchise values than to lessen the game's large disparity between high and low spending teams. So, again, baseball will not be played in the year 2027, is it?
Yeah, it's
is that the dread year?
I would be shocked if they played baseball in a first of all, a full season of baseball would be shocking. Even a partial season at this point.
In 27.
Yes.
Right.
I would
this
be
is heavy, dude. This is heavy.
It's heavy and it's real because the salary cap is a real thing that owners want.
It's a real thing. And I think it can't be understated, those last couple of lines there, too. It's the only sport in America that doesn't have a salary cap. And salary cap results for leagues like the NFL have been pretty good.
And Bryce Harper, he's fighting for the rest of baseball. Because Bryce Harper's contract runs through the age of 38.
He got one of those contracts, as we may recall.
He got a deal, which is something crazy in the fact that it's a 13-year, $330 million contract, which you could argue is peanuts. It is value because he wanted to be a Cub before he wanted to be a Philly. And the Cubs were not putting that kind of money on the table because they had never signed someone to a deal that was worth even $200 million.
Well, we don't know if he's going to be good, that Bryce Harper in the next 5 years.
And now he's only making, in a declining deal, by the way, he's only making like $27.5 million a year, which is, would the Cubs sign up for that today? $27.5 million for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely they would. Uh-huh. But you're looking around right now as we get closer to the trade deadline, here on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody and for Layla. And we're looking at teams that the Cubs might be dealing with and might go after. And I said it last week. I was like, when you don't take two or three from the Royals, you're keeping them alive. And now as we look at the major league standings.
Are you telling me that the Cubs resuscitated the Kansas City Royals and that's why Seth Lugo is still there? Really?
Seth Lugo is signing a long-term extension, according to the aforementioned Jeff Passan, to stay in Kansas City.
Cubs.
As the Royals find themselves only four games out of a wild card spot. And so what I tell you, Grody, is we're in a situation where the next 3 days could determine still whether these teams even considering selling or they just stick with it. Like, what if the Marlins win the next three games in a row? They've already, you know, so won a couple of series since the All-Star break, which have been pretty impressive. The Marlins are only six games out of a wild card spot right now. Now, the Diamondbacks are already sellers. They got rid of Josh Naylor. Eugenio Suarez is going to end up somewhere. And the argument I would make is, don't give up the farm for Eugenio Suarez, but at the same time, you have to try to get Eugenio Suarez, because if he ends up on the Brewers, it's going to hit you doubly. One, you could have had him in your lineup. Two, now he's on the Brewers, and he's a Cubs killer in your division.
Yeah, that would really suck for the Cubs. But I do think it makes sense that the Brewers would be less inclined than the Cubs to give up prospects because Milwaukee lives off of their prospects.
They can always just go get some more, right?
More so than most franchises. It's a small market team that they have to think like that. So there's only some, unless the Milwaukee Brewers, and this would be their own self-evaluation, really think that they have a legit shot to win the World Series, which they might, then they have to be tentative about whether or not they want to give up on prospects, because that's how they do what they're doing again this year when they're not supposed to. I want to ask you this question, though, too. When somebody like Eugenio Suarez, what to you is giving up the farm? Does that mean like you wouldn't give up Owen Casey?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't. Okay.
No, it's a straight rental when you're talking about Suarez.
If it was a rental of a pitcher, would you be more like? I'm just trying to figure out your parameters here. Is it because it's not a pitcher that you wouldn't give up? Because I think we got to be careful here about how much we value Owen Casey. We've all talked up Owen Casey. The Cubs have done it, and that is premeditated. They've got to get the name out there. We're all sort of obsessed with it. We have no idea how good Owen Casey is, and he's not even like some sort of elite prospect who is a no doubt abouter. So I am not as concerned about giving up a guy like Owen Casey for somebody like Eugenio Suarez, who can make that much of a difference and can help your team win the World Series. Like, I don't think this is a super prospect.
I think for Owen Casey, I think he is a guy that you look at him and you think he is Kyle Tucker insurance, first and foremost. Because what would you say your percentage chance of Kyle Tucker re-signing in Chicago is what?
Oh, man.
What would you, right,
40,
right now?
40.
40. That's less than half.
It
That's
is less than half.
50-50.
Yeah.
That's, you're out here, you're not even giving yourself two-face.
Yeah.
You know,
I just think I understand what you're saying, that like Owen Casey could be part of the future. I think that it's not going to be like some big upset if he's not around next year and you don't have Kyle Tucker. The Cubs are a big market team that can go and get somebody to play the outfield. It's not Kyle Tucker. It wouldn't be Owen Casey, and that would kind of suck. But to think that it's like this huge loss if the Cubs don't have Kyle Tucker and Owen Casey last year, I don't think you could think that way. I just don't think so.
Okay, so you're saying you're willing up to give give up Owen Casey for Eugenio Suarez?
I would do it. I would do it. And I know like this is the easy example to go back to, but and it's different. But the Gleyber Torres in 2016 was a bigger time prospect than was Owen Casey. If nothing else, by the fact that he played the shortstop position, you get Aroldis Chapman in here, and yes, there's no doubt that he has had the shortstop has Gleyber Torres has had a nice career, but nobody misses him, and I think it would be similar with Owen Casey, even if the Cubs don't win the World Series. I just don't think he's that guy that's going to someday burn you, and you're really going to regret it, even if Owen Casey has a nice career in Major League Baseball.
The nice thing about the Diamondbacks being sellers now straight up is that you can really look at guys like Zach Gallen. You can look at some of the other pitchers that they have, relievers, and say, this is a legitimate team that we know is selling. We can get in here and get some of these guys. My question is, how good are those guys going to be?
Yeah, well.
And when I look at Zach Gallen's a great example, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Merrill Kelly as well.
How about Charlie Morton, Adrian Hauser, all these guys?
So my thing is, according to the Bob Nightingales, the John Heymans of the world, Hauser's not getting that much like interest in terms of hot. Like people believing in him for what the Cubs need. And remember, I've been a guy who's always said, just get two pitchers, go ahead and go get two of them.
Right.
Just one guy to
rank
just
and file
eat innings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
If Adrian Hauser is your rank and file,
mm-hmm.
I think he has the upside that makes him worth going and spending a prospect on and just getting him from across town. You just saw what he could do firsthand, right?
Friday night.
And he can get you outs. They want out getters is what I've been told. And in a seller's market where there's not these elite outgetters, the top guys, I think that makes more sense. In terms of giving up an Owen Casey type,
mm-hmm.
I'd much rather do that with the second starter that Miami has, Cabrera. Go get a guy like that you can have under control.
Okay.
That's what makes sense.
You want a little bit more of a guarantee. I got you. No,
a guarantee
I get
for
it.
Years to come
I got,
as you try to build
it.
Your team going forward.
I see where you're coming from. The only prospect that I look at and say, I wouldn't want that guy taken, and I get maybe this is old school thinking, and the Cubs are kind of built on offense, the pitcher, Jackson Wiggins. Like, I don't want to see him going. Isn't he their top pitching prospect? I don't want to see like their top pitching guy go. But like bats, I'm not as concerned about that.
So bats, you're not concerned about?
I'm just not as concerned. I wonder if we're going to see, how's old Moises Ballesteros doing?
Like, he's still doing his thing down there? He's just doing his thing down in AAA.
God, I'd like to see that bat back up here at some point in time.
In place of who?
Well, I don't
know. That's the question when you start saying stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not saying like as a permanent, but just put him on your bench. Like, I want to see, like, could he be, because you still need more surprises, I think. Like, there's been a lot of nice surprises for the Cubs this year, but you got to have those that postseason bump. So, I don't know, man.
85 games for Moises Ballesteros.
Yes, sir.
Batting .331 with a .393 on base.
Oh, okay.
Better than Brujan.
The slug is .496.
You and Brujan. You want to get this Brujan
take
off?
They play different positions.
Brujan is one of the worst baseball players I've ever seen. If you're trying to win a World Series and Vidal Brujan is on your team, you're not going to win the World Series. He wow. absolutely sucks.
This guy.
That is a strong statement from Robbie Triano behind. That's why we keep him behind the glass. It's got a kind of a fishbowl.
I'm about to break the glass and give the Brujan takes.
This guy wanted that on 5-on, and I'm like, you know what? Let's not put it in 5-on because we're all just going to trash the guy. It's not really a debate.
Why is he playing third base? Like,
I don't know what to tell you.
He doesn't deserve to be on this team.
He's fast from first to third. He can run. He's really good at running from first to third.
We can find a fast person. We can sign Usain Bolt.
You got to have that Quentin Berry type of guy in the postseason, the guy who could just run.
It's mean to Quentin Berry to compare to Vidal Brujan because Brujan's that bad.
I will leave you with this. Vidal Brujan, he's on the roster. He probably won't be later this season as early as Thursday, I'll say, or Friday, however, whenever they make the moves that need to be made.
Brujanzi?
But Matt Shaw has a career-high 9-game hitting streak. He is slashing .444, .464, .963 slug.
Mm-hmm.
12 wow. for 27 with 2 doubles, 4 home runs, and 10 RBI during that span. That's since the All-Star break. That's what Matt Shaw has done. He has been unbelievable. That would not preclude me from going out and getting a Eugenio Suarez for the right price.
Nor I.
But I'm just telling you, this is where we are, and I can't wait to see what the Cubs do pull off between now and Thursday. Okay, when we come back, usually we have halftime at this time.
We don't have time for halftime.
We don't have time for halftime.
We have so much sports today.
Mark, we've got this Brewers-Cubs series on deck. It starts tonight. American Family Field, big matchup. There's some guys that got to get things going, and now we will talk about that, plus make our predictions for the series. You are listening to Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody and for Layla on 670 The Score on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back-to-school season, be prepared with Kleenex tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Look, it's two teams that are playing really well, that have postseason aspirations. Obviously, feels like we're going to be battling for the division. It's still July, but these are big games.
So they played really great baseball here, especially lately. We play them a lot between now and the end of the year, and so it's going to be fun.
So that was Craig Counsell, followed by Nico Horner, talking about the big series on deck. We've been looking forward to this one for a long, long time. It's the Cubs and the Brewers, who enter the day with identical 62 and 43 records, the best records in the National League, a half game behind the Toronto Blue Jays for the best record in all of baseball. And this one's got all the makings, starting with a sizzling, sexy matchup out of the gate here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Mark, Matthew Boyd, the father who stepped up against the kid, Jacob Mizorowski, who, of course, Cubs fans are hoping gets sunned tonight by the Cubs lineup.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking very forward to watching Jacob Mizorowski. I know the morning show just loves this kid. The Miz, they felt like they were almost rooting for him. But I will look at it's very interesting. When you go through the game log of the Miz, and he has had, okay, let's just look at his most recent start. He went 3 2/3 innings, did not allow a run. This is against Seattle. Allowed 3 hits, struck out 7 over those 3 2/3, walked 1, 64 pitches. In the start previous to that, that was pre-All-Star break, against the Dodgers, he went 6 innings, allowed 1 run on 4 hits, struck out 12, and walked 1 over 91 pitches. I just wanted to give you those two games to give you an idea of how all over the board the Brewers are with how long they're going to let him stay in the game. So maybe the good part, if we're really just looking at this game tonight, the good part is that even if Mizorowski is on his game, they do tend to take him out a little bit earlier. And like you said, Boyd, his last three starts, looking at his game. We're doing game logs today, folks. Boyd, 7 innings shutout against Kansas City, 8 innings shutout against the Yankees, and before that, 5 shutout innings against St. Louis. So, my God, has Boyd been on and stretching into the later part of the game in his last two starts. So, dare I say it, one of these guys that is getting better as the season goes on, and that portends well for the postseason of Matthew Boyd.
I hit you with something else with Matthew Boyd. He comes in with a 23-inning scoreless streak, and that's impressive all in on its own. But you mentioned the 12-strikeout game that Mizorowski had. Impressive, to say the least. One hit, 12 strikeouts, 6 innings. He threw 91 pitches, which was a season high for him two starts ago. But I think the biggest thing I love about this matchup, and really Matthew Boyd, just to put his excellence in description and under the microscope, Mizorowski's made 6 starts. In one of those starts, he gave up 5 runs. Meanwhile, Matthew Boyd, he's made 20 starts this season. Ask me how many times he's given up 5 runs in a start.
I'm going to say 0.
That has never happened.
I was going to say,
that has never happened.
0.
That has never happened. He's only had 1 start all season in which he gave up more than 3 runs. He's only had 3 starts all season in which he's given up more than 3 earned runs. In 20 starts.
That's pretty amazing. I will see that. I don't know if I could raise it. Okay. But I will tell you that also Matt Boyd has not allowed more than 2 earned runs in a game since May. Since May.
He's on what they call a run.
No, he's just good. How about that? How about that? Like, I don't know what's going to, like, Matthew Boyd is going to be next year, but he is, for this year, the Cubs are getting a good to great pitcher, period.
So, you know, last we were talking about sellers and who are the sellers and who are not the sellers.
You got somebody selling? What do you got there?
I see you got somebody who ain't going to get sold. How about that?
Uh-oh. We got a phone check. We got a Marshall Harris phone check. What do you got? 3, 2, 1. Come on.
This
say
from
it.
Jeff Passan.
Uh-oh.
Breaking.
Uh-oh. Credible.
This tweet.
Bear.
Breaking. Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB sports betting investigation, sources tell ESPN. Clase is the second Guardians pitcher on leave tied to the investigation, joining right-hander Luis Ortiz.
Really classy. Oh, no!
Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And if I go back to my buddy, friend of the show, my friend in real life, Russell Dorsey, he's the Yahoo Sports National Baseball
Meat
Insider.
He's a Yahoo, all right.
Yes. If I go down his list of the top 26 trade targets available heading to the deadline, you only have to go down to number 4 to find Emmanuel Clase's place on that, only being outranked by the aforementioned Eugenio Suarez, starting pitcher Mackenzie Gore out of the Washington Nationals, and starting pitcher Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins, who probably isn't going to get traded, by the way. So Clase now off the list because, well, he's under investigation as part of a sports gambling ring possibly happening related to the Cleveland Guardians, and that's...
So he's out?
So he's out. So,
trade for him.
So that's one less guy from a relief standpoint that the Cubs could be targeting.
This is, by the way, this is going to break Dustin Rhodes' heart. I hate to
Emmanuel
keep picking
Emmanuel
that.
Clase.
I mean, I'm sorry, Dustin, but that's all that I think about when I hear that.
Why did he have to gamble? Why?
You know what? I don't care, because the Cubs got Palencia. Did anybody see that four-out save yesterday?
I did witness the four-out save. It was spectacular.
I just love that I feel, for the first time in a few years, I feel comfortable when the manager hands the ball to the closer to where, oh, okay, nonsense is over, going to take care of business. That's what I feel like. But this is an upset in a lot of different ways. My God.
He's been the best closer in baseball since 2021. This year, he's sporting a 3.23 RA. He had a rough outing, I think, two outings ago? Yeah. Two outings ago, he had a rough outing. He gave up three runs in a third of an inning. But he's been unbelievable. He's led, well, he won't this year, but he's currently leading. The American League in games finished. I'm sorry, he's currently leading baseball in games finished. He's led that category each of the past three seasons. He won't be leading the major leagues in that category this year as he now heads to the bad list.
That's amazing. You're right, because I think we're looking at the same stat page. In 2022, 67 games finished, 23, 65, 24, 66. He has 41 so far this year. He's only 27 years old. This sucks for him and for a lot of teams that may have had an opportunity to get that man.
He had a rough postseason last year, but he's still the guy that a lot of people were targeting to be the guy that at the top of the reliever heap. So now he's no longer going to be available, and this is not good all the way around for anybody who is out here looking for relief pitching help. If you go back down, it's Joan Duran and Griffin Jacks, the next listed at number 8 and number 9, kind of twinned up, if you will, by Russ Dorsey in terms of trade targets who are relievers. And again, you go back to the standings of it all, and you'll see guys who were, you know, teams that are still hanging around. They're only 5.5 games out of wild card. Quickly, Mark, what's your prediction for this series? We know who the matchup is tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow, you've got Colin Ray against Quinn Priester, and then Shota Imanaga against Freddie Peralta.
Low-key bonus five on a question would be what's a better matchup, Boyd versus Mesorowski, or the last game, Shota Imanaga against Freddie Peralta? See?
That's coming up next segment.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the Cubs are going to take 2 out of 3 in this series against the Milwaukee Brewers. I believe the Cubs are going to lose tonight, and people are going to feel a little bit bad about it. But much like the White Sox series, they'll come back to win the Colin Ray game and the Shota Imanaga. Because guess what? Shota has to look good in that game. Like, that's about as must-win there is for Shota Imanaga this season.
I don't know if he needs to win the game, because that also
he
requires
has to look
offense.
Good. You're right. He
I
has
would like
to look
his
good.
Velocity to tick back up after taking a very big dip
you
on
want him over 90,
Friday,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Don't give up 86.1 mile per hour meatballs in the second pitch to the opposing leadoff man.
Look, we made the exception with Kyle Hendricks. We can't go through this low velocity thing again.
Yeah. Reminder, tonight the Cubs and Brewers begin a huge series from Milwaukee. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:05. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, they've got first pitch at 6:40 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. You know what's next. Mark Grody in for Layla. It's Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score. 5 on it around the corner.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.